Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Respectors. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Everybody on Green Ideas Radio with Best Conversation with our host, John Dilley. Welcome to the show, Mr. Dilley. How are you?
Hi, Sugar Tush.
Sugar Tush, that's the worst. So, how are you doing? How is the hot sauce world?
Well, it's doing very well. I actually had a day off of work, first one in months yesterday, so it was actually nice to become one with the couch for a change.
Well, I will become one with the corner over here, and Igor will slide away and disappear over in the dungeon. If you need me, just call, and it's all yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, Butterbottom. Have yourself a great evening. All right, people. Welcome back. We are back. Yes, we are. And we're going to start off with our weekly shout-out to the band that makes our intro music possible, the Moonshine Bandits. Love you guys. Check them out on iTunes. Well, welcome back to Def Conversations, broadcasting from the Def Con Sauces compound, located deep under a well-known Superfund site located here in the pestiferous paradise of New Jersey. Well, the Metuchen Market on Saturday did not disappoint. It was an awesome turnout, as was Sunday at the Chester Market. It's nice to see people stocking up on our wing sauces in the midst of the NFL season. It kind of happens each year. It's beautiful to see. That being said, we launched our 9th annual NFL season sale on Monday, yesterday, until October 1st. You will save 20% off of all of our products, including the quarts of our rather well-known wing sauces. The sale is anticipated by many every year, and I apologize for the delay. It's been a tad chaotic around here as of late. the sale will go till, like I said, at least October 1st. So use the coupon code NFL2014 for the savings. The sale does not apply to gift sets or clothing. There. Now I said it. Okay, next on the retail battlefront, next Saturday, 9/27, I'll be setting up camp at the Allendale, New Jersey Farmers Market from 9:30 to 2:30. This is a very cool market with a bunch of different types of foodstuffs available. Then on Sunday, we do something we've never done before. Maggie will be manning the booth at the Chester, New Jersey Farmers Market, while I head to Perth Amboy for a new show we've never done before, the I Run Barbecue Showdown, taking place at the Perth Amboy Waterfront Park, 1 Keenan Way in South Amboy, New Jersey, for GPS settings. The show sounds interesting, as the barbecue teams competing are from food trucks. If you haven't gotten food from the new generation of food trucks, not your standard stainless steel clad roach coaches that show up to work parking lots, in a while, you'll be amazed at what some of these trucks are actually putting out. Anyway, there'll be a bunch of food trucks competing. There'll also be a bunch of food and non-food vendors as well, a lot of them. And the location is very cool. It's right on the waterfront. It goes from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's free admission. I've never done this show before, but I've become pretty good at picking out new ones. So join us, hey, join us if you're in the area. We'll also be setting up camp on Saturday, October 11th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the second annual Smoke and Fire Food Fest at the Provident Bank Ballpark in Pomona, New York. It's a unique setting, kind of around the covered concourse of a baseball park. It really is kind of cool. We did the show last year. I had a great time, basically sold out. And for a first-year show, their turnout was very good. For more info, go to www.nyfoodfest.com. So, okay, the quick topic and kind of the lead-in for our guest this evening, it's kind of neat. This time of the year is always interesting. When late September kind of rolls around, many of the vendors at the farmers markets and fairs and kind of change up the products they're offering. Produce guys will break out the corn, the gourds, the squashes, the pumpkins, et cetera. And some food companies offer fall-like products, stuff like, you know, made with cinnamon and syrups and savory chocolates and stuff like that. Kind of neat stuff. It's kind of like the change-up period. This is kind of where our guest this evening from Sweet Heat Gourmet kind of comes in. She deals mainly with locally grown ingredients, the ingredients changing with the seasons, and it seems so do her products. I'll give a company a lot of credit to change product lines as the local ingredients become available. It takes a lot of pre-planning. Normally for us here at DEF CON Sauces, we'll test out our ideas for months before even considering putting them into production. Now, that being said, let's bring her on here. We have Michelle. Michelle Meerwald from Sweet Heat Gourmet. Are you listening, darling?
I am. Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly.
Hey, I'm good like that. but I'm glad to have you on the show. And I mean, I checked out your website. You got some really cool stuff going on, and you're a big supporter of the local market stuff, which I find very, very appeasing. I think it's very, very cool, and I think a lot of people are kind of getting back to basics these years, these last few, 4 or 5 years, just because it's, you know, people are kind of not doing the big box stores anymore, because I've seen a major influx into the farmers markets, which you do as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's been getting better and better since we started our company. And the support we get from the farming community as well as the surrounding community has been great.
That's good. That's good. It's kind of a feel-good thing because you're keeping it local, you're keeping it real. You know, you're not worrying about the big Walmarts of the world, you know, selling people stuff, you know, not even telling what it's actually made out of. You're actually going to the source and getting your stuff from these markets and then just doing the whole support thing across the board. I think is very, very commendable. Now, I do have a couple of questions for you, so we're going to kind of start out here. What got you into the hot sauce industry? I mean, it does take a kind of a special kind of person to do that.
Yeah. Well, I have to, give my husband a lot of credit because he kind of, guided me along this path. Like, when I started out years ago, trying hot sauces, Frank's was, you know, oh, man, my mouth is on fire. Like, I can't, you know. So, he always, small, craft style products. And
sure.
So we would just, pick up, different items, when we were out, over the years. And then when I graduated culinary school, I was making my own sauce and... Yeah, here I am.
Wow, there you go. Now, where are you based out of? You're in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yeah, in State College, where Penn State is, in the center of the state.
Okay, cool. And when did you actually start the Sweet Heat Gourmet? When was the actual, here we go day?
Now, what happened was I graduated college in 2011. I went to culinary school. And
cool.
That summer I had been canning products, and it really kind of morphed over a couple of months. I had given some sauce out to friends and families, and you know, they're like, you should sell it. I'm like, yeah, I should sell it, you know.
I just
started looking into how to do that, and my husband got on the internet and found the Woozy bottles, and it just kind of turned into a business rapidly over the
Isn't
summer
cool?
And then we were it was awesome. It was once we got past the paperwork.
Oh, the lovely FDA and state government. Yeah. You got to love them to death. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
they got a sense of humor Mr. Smith and the Matrix. Huh? What's that?
I said I do. I love my health inspector. He's a great guy.
No, the FDA paperwork and all that stuff. I mean, it's volumes upon encyclopedia volumes, and it's you don't even know what you're signing. You just want to get it over with. It's oh god. I was in reading your website though, I do see you have a pretty cool culinary background. Where did you do the culinary school? Where'd you go for that?
Well, there's a college. It's about an hour from where I live in Williamsport. It's called Pennsylvania College of Technology.
Okay.
And it was just a happy accident I found it because I didn't think I would find anything in my area that I could go to. But I found that online and went and visited, and I wanted to get my degree in something that I enjoy. And I had been a chef many, many years ago before I had a family. I ran a kitchen, and I just always wanted to go back to that. So
That's
I found
cool.
the college and I went. So.
That's awesome. And did you have any specific a focus on what in the culinary area, or was it just kind of taking it all in at once?
It was taking it all in. It's I kind of knew my way around the kitchen. It was more just learning the official terms for things that we were doing. But
I did learn
a lot. We had master chefs at school that would teach us. So I did learn a lot from them. They had a lot of trade secrets and, you know, a lot of information. So it was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. And the fact that you're doing something you want to do, that's what kind of calls out small business in a major way. And I think I commend you for it. I think it's great. Kind of running with your dream. And it's because so many people are too scared to do that. It's what if I fail? If you fail, you try again. I mean, it's just, if you don't try something, you're going to reflect back on it and say, man, I should have tried that. And I refused to let that into my head. And I mean, for us, yeah. I mean, the growing pains were right off the bat. Here I am walking around from bar to restaurant to bar with my little blue backpack. Hey, mister, you want to try my sauce? And it was scary as hell. I mean, you had to start somewhere. I mean, did you originally start with the farmers markets, or did you just go from little stores and restaurants and stuff like that to sell it?
We started out at the markets. We were in three locally, and we're only in two now because we do so many shows through the season. And plus, like,
right.
the online business is, like, really taking off this year.
That's cool.
So we
cool.
started out there, and honestly, like, I pestered people. I mean, to be honest, I would, like, go to the restaurant to be like, hey, try my sauce. And, you know, I got a lot of funny looks for a little while, but eventually I started getting calls back, and it just kind of took off from there. And like I said, the community around here, like, with local food and local
right.
products is tremendous. It's like awesome.
That is really cool. And that's really starting to, you told
yeah.
you, absolute grassroots kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see. And so now, like I said on the phone, the 30 minutes does kind of really fly by. So let's kind of jump into your products. That's kind of what we're here to
okay.
promote, because I want to let everybody know what cool stuff you got out here. First up, we have the barbecue sauces. Now, when I
mm-hmm.
saw that, I'm like, oh, God. But it's funny because so many people have gotten used. Oh, no. Just my point. So many people have gotten used to the standard ketchup and sugar dreck that they
yeah.
find in all the mega marts. You know, just the,
yep.
the ugh. Yours are quite different. Which I it's not just your standard. We have a barbecue sauce. It tastes like everybody else's. Oh no! You went a whole different direction
mm-hmm.
on this, which I thought was very, very cool. And the first
mm-hmm.
one up that I saw was the honey jalapeno. Now,
yeah,
okay, talk a little bit about
sauce.
That one. What's that all about?
Well, I use local honey, and I make a barbecue sauce base on my own, and then I kind of like make some recipes from that. But that
mm-hmm.
one came about like that's our best selling sauce across the board. And that's the one I think that represents our company the best, like the sweet and
very
the
cool.
heat. Because it's, like, hot, but it's not, like, too spicy where people that don't like spicy food can eat it. And it's also, like, you know, my husband's idea to put the jalapenos in. And it was my, like, I had made a honey barbecue sauce. And he was like, put some jalapenos in there. I'm like, yeah, we should do that. And it's fresh. And
oh, that's cool.
Really
I mean,
good.
What would you, I mean, you said the heat, just a little bit of heat, and I think that's going to make a lot
mm-hmm.
of people happy, because not everybody can do the super hots. I mean, you
right.
got, you've got your little chili head faction that thinks that everybody's just
mm-hmm.
like them, but they're wrong. But,
sure.
I mean, what would you say is best on? What kind of food?
Definitely on wings. Like, we go to a wing fest every year that's here, and it's huge, and we bring that sauce, and that
cool.
was, like, our best-selling, you know, our best-served sauce at the festival. And we do it on wings. It's really good on ribs. And let me think if there's anything else. Those are the two main ones that we use it on.
Well, no, those are two very big ones, and they're very that's very good that they're good on. Now, the next
on
one
those.
that kind of grabbed my attention was the apple bourbon. That sounds a little bit
yeah.
more up my length. But now, the apple bourbon, are there any peppers in that at all, or are you basically going for more of a savory on that one?
No, we're definitely going for the savory. I mean, I do put black pepper in it, so it just has, like, that little bit of, like a black pepper kick in the back of your mouth.
Okay, okay.
But that one, it was good because, like, we just got a hard cider company here at the market, Good Intent. They're from Gettysburg, and
okay.
they have a bourbon apple cider. And I'm like, hey, can I try that? And I used that instead of, like, just straight bourbon, and it just kicked that whole recipe up, like, another level.
Awesome.
I mean, it's really amazing now, if I must say so.
That's really cool. Yeah, they can sell. God, they can sell like bourbon and stuff like that at the markets.
Yeah, and something
that's so,
we
that
can
is
sell
so awesome.
At the markets. You should come down.
I know. I'm thinking about it. No, I mean, no, God, you try to sell bourbon at one of our markets, you get shot. I mean, it's Jersey. I mean,
well, it's apple cider, so you know they have like that, like not really bourbon, but
right.
Yeah.
Too funny.
I can sell wine. I'm like actually next to a wine vendor at the market today. And
oh,
there's
cool.
The hard cider, and they're trying to pass a law where you can sell the beer, which is going to be, like, awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can't do that anywhere around here. You got the drones hovering over your head as soon as you walk out of the freaking door. But now the one that I was what kind of intrigued me was the bulgogi Asian.
Yeah. That was good. You're
what is
it right
that
there.
All
awesome.
About? What is going on with that little puppy?
That one is my favorite sauce. What
okay.
it is my sister-in-law is Korean. She's married to my brother, and they have a marinade in Korea that they put on, like, their steak. And so I got her recipe because it's my favorite meal in the whole world, bulgogi. And I made the marinade originally, and then I'm like, I'm going to try to make this into a barbecue sauce. And so I make the marinade, and then I add the barbecue sauce base to it just enough to make it, like, a little bit of barbecue-y.
Okay.
And that's it. So you can use it as a marinade and a barbecue sauce.
Oh, man, it sounds like it would be good on sushi as well.
Yeah, it would be really good on sushi.
Yeah. Oh, too funny.
I'm like, that sounds good.
Guess what we're doing tonight? But now it's not just these barbecue sauces too. You've got an extensive line of stuff out there. The hot sauces kind of that's right up my that's where I'm looking at. And so that's mm-hmm. what these are all about. Now the first one is the roasted jalapeno sauce. Now mm-hmm. the heat level on the jalapenos is probably a little on the low side.
Yeah, it's our like mildest hot sauce, and it was actually my husband, like, he comes up with a lot of the hot sauce recipes, but I had been asked for him to make a verde sauce for a while, and
okay.
when the jalapenos came into market, I'm like, let's just roast them, you know, onions, garlic, tomatillos, like fresh tomatillos from the farm,
sure.
roasted them all, and it just came out fantastic.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It sounds good. I mean, now, what do you think that would be good on, serving suggestion kind of wise?
I actually use that on everything. We use like a bottle. We put it on like
you're allowed to. You
like,
make it.
I know. I'm like, hey, man, this supply of hot sauce. But we put it on eggs and everything, pizza, like
okay, cool,
just everything, cool. Just adding it, yeah.
That's cool. Now I see we're gonna be kicking it up here slowly but surely. Then you have the habanero peach. Mm-hmm. Now that's an interesting mix. I've never tried the two of them together. I know that a couple of companies have a peach infusement with their hot sauce. But is this the peaches like you're getting at farmers markets? You're putting into this?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two places local that we buy from that have
cool.
fresh peaches, and yeah, we buy them by the bushel. And we actually
nice.
Just started grilling them because, like, we do a grilled peach barbecue. So we
yep.
started using that in the habanero, and it came out really nice.
That's cool. But then the habanero is not like, it doesn't, like, take it over. It's you can definitely
no.
feel the heat of it, but it's not like one of those things.
No.
Like an extra. Okay, cool. Now, what do you think that would go good on? What would you mainly think that would be good on?
Peach habanero, I'm trying to think what people, I get a lot of feedback from my customers. That one, too, like, is an everyday thing. And I did have one guy. I made a delivery, and he got a bottle, and I'm watching. He's a college kid, and he opens it up, and he's putting it on something in his bowl. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm putting it on my oatmeal. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay.
You got to love college kids, man. they come up with the strangest ideas. I love it. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And what happens behind closed doors, I don't want to know about. But now moving on a little bit. Now we bring in my nemesis of peppers. I don't know what it is. I can do the hottest of the hots. It's fine. The Sinclair's Fatale. The Fatale
yep.
is a it kills me. I don't know what's in that
really?
that pepper. Oh it oh my God! It turns me inside out. I don't know what it's about.
Wow.
I'll tell you a story. Years ago down at Zest Fest, we're hanging out at the Stockyards, and I think it was either K. John or Danny Cash busted out this huge Fatale, and everybody had to take a big slamming bite of this stupid thing. I had never felt like that in my life. It was like my stomach was actually pronouncing words. It was absolutely horrible. But now you've tamed the Fatale, I would hope, and Sinclair's Fatale.
Yeah.
Now what's that one all about?
What happened was we were at the market, and this like 8-year-old boy comes up. He's like, I'm growing my own hot peppers. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, bring them back to me. We'll make sauce with them. I didn't think he would come back, but he did.
Oh, that's
we brought
cool.
him back. And we made sauce, and my husband brought, like, what was left over to his job, and everybody loved it. So we started
awesome.
Making it, and I'm like, we should name it after Sinclair, like the little boy. So that's why it's
oh,
called
oh, I was going to ask, where'd the name call? That's so cool. Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. He's like a rapper.
Now, I imagine that one must have a bite to it, though.
It does. Like, actually, you know, it's funny, because, like, I talk to people about this when they try our hot sauces. I'm like, technically, like on the Scoville range, this is the hottest. You know, I need to explain it to them. I said, but personally, I just think it depends on your palate. You know, like
it
where
does.
That pepper hits you. You know what
yep.
I mean?
Well,
and
no,
so
absolutely. Because you always get people walking up to the booth like, how many Scovilles is this sauce? How many Scovilles
yeah.
is this sauce? And like for our hottest ones, I was like, there's a lot in the hot one, and there's not as many in the mild one. What was that supposed to mean?
Right.
It's completely subjective. The same
mm-hmm.
person can eat it. It can be hot or not hot. And it's
exactly.
this one is very hot, medium, and mild. That's how they work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to know
right.
the Scoville unit because I can tell the difference between 6.1 million and 6.15. You're lying. Go away.
Yeah, we did say
but,
that we put fresh lime juice in it. Like we zest the limes in there and put the fresh
sure.
lime juice in it. And oh, it's fantastic.
Well, it's wild how limes actually work with peppers. I've noticed a few companies using limes with peppers, and it really does. It sets it off in like a very citrusy way, but it doesn't. You can easily overuse a lime because they're kind of strong. But if you do it right, man, it just sets off the pepper in that almost like a crisp way. If that makes any sense.
Yep, it does. It's almost like refreshing, kind of in a way when you hit
the
palate.
It is. It really is. And then we move on to the pineapple and ghost. Now that just sounds neat too, and that's probably got a bit of a bite to it.
It does. It's funny though, because Eat More Heat was the latest one that reviewed it, and like on their spicy scale for a ghost pepper sauce, it got 2 peppers out of 5 because none of our hot sauces are just like melt your face hot. You know what I mean? Like we really try the pepper, and then we try to like figure out like what flavor profile like is going to enhance the flavor of the natural pepper. Yeah, and we did the pineapple with the citrus and just that flavor with the spices. It just really, the ghost pepper tastes really good in that sauce.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, we think along the same lines. I mean, on our table, I've always got that zero junk in my pocket if somebody really they want to get hurt. But our regular line of sauces and stuff, what's the hottest one on the table? Dude, this one's hot, but nothing here is going to blow your face off. We go for flavor first. Yeah, but I need something hot. Well, here, try the extra hot, the wing sauce thing. He tries, he goes, well, that's got a nice little kick to it, but man, that's good. See, you don't need all the heat, dude. If you want more heat, add some peppers to it when you get home. You know, what do you want me to tell you? I notice a vast number of people are really gearing towards the flavor part of it because the American palate is changing, but slowly, and people are starting to get experimentative with the peppers, and they're slowly building up a tolerance to them. And they'll all come around. It's going to be a matter of time. But right now, you don't want to scare them away with something that's going to blow their faces off because it'll scare them away from hot sauces in general. You know, that's just the way it is. Now now comes up to my little personal local favorite is the Maruga Scorpion. Now that. Mm-hmm. What is in that that kind of challenges for flavor? Because the Maruga does have a standout flavor on it.
Yeah, it does. It's like a very, to me, it tastes like an earthy kind of flavor. And when we tasted that pepper, we didn't want to, cover up that flavor. So we left, fruit out of that one, made it more like a straight-up hot sauce with, local tomatoes and onions and things like that. We really wanted to, highlight the flavor of that pepper.
It has a very interesting flavor. Most people can't get by the throat kick of it, but it has a very, very interesting flavor. It's a little bit like a ghost, but not. I try to tell people the difference, and I always bring a couple little things of powder so they can try the different ones if they can handle the heat. But people like this taste of Maruga. It really does have a good profile on it. That's just a standard hot sauce, so you'd kind of use that on everything.
Yeah, the thing about pepper too. I tell people it's hot, but the burn on that goes away really quick, where the ghost pepper has that more of a lingering kind of heat, and it kind of sits in your throat and kind of keeps burning. But
every time you burp it, it starts all over again.
I was very sad the first time I tried my own that hot sauce. It was wow. But the scorpion pepper, we also put local red bell peppers in that too, and I think that also helps that flavor come out more.
Sure. Yep. Now, finally, we got your signature gourmet products. So there was a nice little title on it, and it's a spiced chocolate fudge sauce. Mm-hmm. Maggie saw that and she goes, "How hot is it?" So I have to ask. Maggie doesn't do really hot stuff, but she really liked the name of it.
She'll really like it. If you've ever had Mexican hot chocolate, one of my favorite flavor combinations is chocolate and cinnamon. I love it.
Yep.
So I did it with that and I use cayenne pepper in that one, and I don't even measure it with a measuring spoon. I just put it in a pinch at a time, and I keep tasting it till it just hits you that back of the throat cayenne kind of heat.
Yep.
It's just like that, and that's it. It's not killer hot at all.
No. I call cayenne a happy pepper.
Yeah.
You really can't hurt yourself with it unless you throw it in your eyes in a big blinding blaze. Yes. But that actually sounds good. Now that of course that would taste awesome on ice cream and stuff like that.
Oh, it's so good on ice cream. My daughter made hot chocolate with it, which is also really good. But I like dipping fruit from the farmer's market. That's my favorite thing, strawberries. Ugh.
Sure. Strawberry, raspberries. I mean, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, I noticed on your website you mentioned the fact that you don't have the same product line all the time. You do experiment around with different things. I mean, are there any things that people should know about and keep an eye out for that you're working on right now?
Yeah, we right now I have my last case of strawberry habanero hot sauce that we made with local strawberries. And once that's this batch is gone, then it's gone for the season.
Right.
And then I don't, cause like, not all my products are hot. Like in the spring, you know, the farmers have lots of greens and things like that. So I make a pesto, like a it's called Farmer's Market Pesto.
Nice.
And I just throw it all in there. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that's cool. So, that's very cool.
And I'm going to be having, I hope, roasted pumpkin salsa coming up soon, too.
That's cool. Now, pumpkin's a neat one. I just, I'm not, personally, I'm not a huge fan of the pumpkin, but if it's done right, it tastes freaking awesome. There's a couple of pumpkin beers out there that I thought I would hate, but I actually like them. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I agree. I like the brewery.
Yep, there you go. Okay, yep. And now, one quickie here. Like Sinclair, when he came up with it, I grow peppers. That kind of thing gives you inspiration for new products. I mean, what other things have just given you, like popped in your head for an idea for a product?
We got some seven pots when we were at Bowers from James Weaver. And that'll be our next new batch. I think we're going to, like, see how that pepper tastes and, like, play around with that a little bit.
Sure.
There's a lot of eggplant out now, too, and I need to come up with a good idea for something with that.
Well, eggplant takes on the taste of anything you're gonna put on it. I mean, it's kind of a sponge, which is cool. You got the texture of the eggplant, but you can really make an eggplant taste like anything, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
now, let's see. Now, did you do well at Bowers?
Yeah, we did great. Like, it was last year. We were like, you know, with the new guys, which is fine.
Right.
You know, it was like I don't know. I heard, like, from other people, like, there were a lot of new vendors last year, which was awesome.
Yep.
And so this year, coming back, it was really our first experience, like, having customers come back. You know, I'm like,
Very cool. Like,
I have a guy that got a case of pineapple ghost, and he's like, is that okay? I'm like, yeah. You know, you can buy a case, you know.
Make what you want. You know what you want, we'll make more.
I'm like, you can buy a pallet if you want.
Well, I'll tell you what, just popped into my head for repeat business, because the Bowers people are totally, every year they come back. There's the Kempton Pepper Jam. Did you guys do that last year?
No, we haven't. We talked to, we met him, I'm trying to think where I met him. I did an event in Allentown. I think I met him there. But we didn't do that one this year yet.
I think it's next May. We did it last May. It was a phenomenal show. We had a ball and half, not even half, 80% of the people there are Bowers people. So you're going to sell a ton of product.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because it's like midway between the Bowers show and, you know, it's like, you know, 6 months apart. And people are like, oh, my God, you're stuck up now. Ah, they're freaking out. It's awesome. But let's see. Now, do you have any upcoming events that people should know about?
Yeah, actually, not this weekend, but the weekend of the 3rd and the 4th, we're going to be in the Finger Lakes at a winery, Hunt Country Winery. They have a harvest festival every October, and we've been going to that since we started, because my college goes up there, too, and they make phenomenal food all day, and it's super cheap. So,
they do pairings and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good. Oh, that's cool. Now let's see, what do you got here? I told you, half hour goes quick. Unreal.
You're right.
I'll tell you what, Michelle, you have been awesome, and I hope people have heard the show tonight and get a ton of stuff from you guys. You guys sound like you know what you're doing. You're on the right track. You're doing everything local. I love it. But we'll definitely do a part two on this. Give you guys a little bit more to get a little bit of more green off the horns. We'll get you back on for part two. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, let me kind of wrap it up here. Michelle, I'll give you a call after the show. But anyway, there's the music, everyone. So, got to wrap it up. I'd definitely like to thank Michelle Meerwald from Sweet Heat Gourmet for joining us tonight. Go check out her website. Besides great products, which she has explained every single one of them to you, they have some great deals as well. Go to her website, www.sweetheatgourmet.com. Once again, this is John Dilley, president of DEF CON Sauces, creators of the finest wing sauces, habanero, horseradishes, and dry rubs, bidding everyone a good night. Check out our awesome products at DEFCONSauces.com. We have the 20% off sale, the 2014 NFL season, 9th annual sale, buy up! Anyway, so until next week, when we pull another slightly twisted individual out of the culinary maelstrom of hot sauces, chili, and barbecue, same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good night, everybody. I'm an outlaw.
bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm on the 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up with Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go. And some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating. A different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hey, three knows me and shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
Just when you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.